The memory verse for today, I'm going to have Pat put it up, and I want to talk just a little bit about it. And said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And I thought, oh, how do you open with that one, Lord? And so I went to a couple of commentaries to see what is this verse really saying. A Bible Knowledge commentary has an interesting comment. Instead of being intimidated, Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Spirit. And I thought, wow, this is great because we're just in Acts alive. And so this is telling what happened to this man who was full of the Holy Spirit. He saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. The Lord Jesus is normally seated at the Father's right hand. The standing position may imply that the Lord Christ was standing to welcome Stephen. I thought, oh, that's kind of conjecture, but he did, it does say, he was seated, and he did stand. He saw him standing. I thought that's precious. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown says, the term Son of Man is filled with significance. This is the last time it is used in the New Testament, and it is the only time in the Gospels and Acts when it is not spoken by the Lord Jesus. This expression, Son of Man, shows that Jesus is the Messiah. It emphasizes the universal aspect of the Lord's rule. This also, that's significant as we're studying Acts and what Pastor Kev has been sharing with us in Acts about the history. It emphasizes the universal aspect of the Lord's rule. He is not simply a Jewish ruler. He is Savior of the world. It presents the Messiah as being at God's right hand besides stressing power and position. This also shows acceptance. Christ is therefore mediator, thus proving that people, we people, have access to God by means other than temple or priests. Hallelujah. We have access to our Messiah. You and I have that access. That's exciting. And Wilmington's Bible handbook says, this is the only time that our Lord is by human lips called the Son of Man after his ascension. And why here? Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, speaking now, not of himself at all, but entirely by the Spirit, is led to repeat the very words which Jesus himself, before the same council, had foretold his glorification, assuring them that the exaltation of the Son of Man, which they should hereafter witness to their dismay, was already begun and actual. Amen. It's the kingdom now, and it applied to them. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, just like Stephen was, and therefore the words coming out of our mouth should be the same words because the Spirit's guiding. So I thought, oh, okay, so the memory verse for the week, as Discovery wants us to know, it is important. It's a good verse, and it opens our eyes and certainly ties in with Acts. Let's stand and say it together before we worship. This is one of the keys of the kingdom, you know? And said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God."